Welcome, friends. It's me, Jessica Stong. You're listening to the Lives of Courage podcast. Sweet friends, here we go. We're talking about denial, depression, and the road to healing, embracing our brokenness, emotional honesty. I have a lot on my heart, in my mind, after our exercise last week, our homework last week of writing a letter to our imposter self. It brought up so much in me. I wonder how it was for you. But the meat of what I want to talk about today is this, that I'm not okay. And that's okay, and you might not be okay. I think about broken pottery, right? Chris had this beautiful, outrageously expensive, giant vase. I don't know. Vase is the right term. It was like 3 feet in height. And it was made by someone he respected his work. And it was, it's beautiful. And one day, Annie, I will name her, our golden doodle, was being rambunctious. It wasn't even a child. And she broke it, broke the pottery. And I stood there in disbelief and shock and like, oh, heck, this isn't good. And knew that it was so special to someone else. And it looked like it was beyond repair. It's still not fixed. And I keep seeing that play out in my mind, that experience of how I feel shattered. I feel knocked over by the world, by the weight of anxiety and depression. I think about how I really feel like my vibrant self is really in pieces right now. It's fragmented by feelings of worthlessness and fear and the not good enoughs and all the ways in which I failed. I think about Brennan Manning. Apparently, I can't stop talking about Brennan. And Brennan says that the imposter recoils at the prospect of telling his story because he feels fears rejection. And I do. But I can't go on living in this. And I hope that if you are feeling broken, that you know that you are not alone. And I've got so much more to say about this, but I think about that there is this endless dance, and no, it's not a dance. It's a tug of war in the mud between the veneer of I've got this and God has a plan and I'm strong and I'll get through this in God alone, my soul finds strength and all the shallow things I tell myself. And that is pulling along on the other side with the painful reality that lurks beneath that. What if all of this is pain? What if this never situation never gets better? But I want to hope. But I also don't want to acknowledge that fear. And I see patterns emerging time and time again when this tug of war happens that in times of stress, as in Enneagram 7, I'm prone to just pulling on the team of God has a plan, this spiritualizing and faking and like prone to Pollyanna living, which is not, it's my imposter is that, right? And I recognize that. And I see it happening. I see this tug of war. And I know that your tug of war might look different. Between the imposter's habitual reaction and our truth of how we process, how we stay in it. And this all, sweet friends, is a defense mechanism, a way of shutting down. I shut down my emotions to protect myself. But the reality is I'm not protecting myself. This is agonizing. As my dog is the dog in question who broke the vase, I'll just vacillate between that, is barking outside. This way of living, of denying my emotions, of this self-isolation, this self-imposed world of disconnection has become my strange haven. And it's like I have moved into a world of desire for realness and rawness and a desire for connection, but also into passivity and apathy. Brennan, I'm just going to say it again. He said, I'm going to get this wrong, but we're going to try to get it right. The panoply of information, emotions, events, of experiences stuns us into passivity. It might be you too. And most of us learn this early on. No, I say that there are four ways to react to your emotions. To resist it, so not feel it. To distract from it. I'm so good at that. To overreact to it or to feel it. Brennan also says that when we are stunned into that passivity, when our heart beats dispassionately within us, we are often marked by listless attitudes, unused talents, buried hopes, and disconnection and distrust in God, in ourselves, which creates an inability to be who we are, to form passionate commitments to anyone or anything. And when we fail to dig beneath the surface of our lives, we exist, yes, but we don't truly live. And I think so much about each of our abilities to dig beneath. And how for so long I haven't truly lived. And this realization is both unsettling and oddly liberating, right? Unsettling because it forces me or us, I'm going to use us, the royal we, to confront our pain, to confront our emotions, to dig deep, to see God, to not rely on some empty ways of spiritualizing away our problems, but to like unearth what is below. And in this liberates us as we break free from our self-imposed shackles. And I think my greatest fear is that we don't get beneath the surface of our lives because A, we're so busy, B, we don't know how, or C, we we fear, we're too afraid. I think about that I can, what if I never learn to live? We can die before we ever learn to live. And this apathy, this inability to make a passionate commitment leads to real distrust. But on another level, we're all broken, right? And our imposter is trying to protect us. We're broken, and that's okay. It's part of being human, and our emotions in that brokenness connect us to our true selves and our deepest feelings. I believe that our emotions are the way to God, right? Whether we choose to express our emotions or repress them determines whether we live in authenticity or deception. And I think I just said something that it made me pause, because I said whether we choose to express our emotions or repress them, sometimes it doesn't feel like a choice. That my imposter is so quick to protect me. I think about what happened recently in a therapy session. And I jumped in with positivity. And it wasn't real. It wasn't how I truly felt, but I needed to make myself feel better. There's this ancient Japanese art form. You guys saw this coming, right? Kintsugi. So when a piece of pottery breaks, rather than discarding the pieces, the artisan puts it back together, maybe not even in the same way, right? With gold, it's like this mixture of lacquer and gold. And the golden seams that form the places where the pottery was broken don't hide the damage. It highlights it. It showcases it. And the pottery becomes more beautiful. It cracks illuminate, like, its cracks are highlighted, illuminated. It's not trying to pretend that the scars aren't there. And just like that artisan would not discard the pottery, the broken pottery, we ourselves don't need to discard. We don't need to place our emotions aside when we're feeling shattered. And I get it. I often feel beyond repair. But I know that in our brokenness, in our pain, and in the circumstances of our lives that we can't understand, in our anxiety, we can find the golden lacquer of strength, of courage, of resilience, of God. And we, along with God, piece ourselves back together, not to hide our scars, but to illuminate them, to celebrate them, because they are a testament to our journey, our battles, our healing. And I think about it because I'm often so quick to deny my feelings to find a solution, or to create a solution, or to shield myself from any pain, to spiritualize my circumstances. And I wonder this, and maybe our homework, quote, you can't see me, but I was doing air quotes, this week is really to wrestle with this question. Where do you feel safe expressing your emotions? And where do you shut down? Where do you repress? And why does this happen? In the past, I made a decision which feels extremely misguided, I think would be the right word, misinformed. I decided that no one could handle the truth of my brokenness. It was, yes, that no one would understand, but it was really this idea that if I showed someone the reality, full reality of who I really am, the brokenness, that I would be beyond repair. I developed this in childhood and I see it playing out time and time again. And now I'm able to notice the pattern. I think about when I was assaulted and I denied myself comfort. I denied myself connection. I denied myself the reality, the truth. I shut it all down. I had dear friends who could have walked with me. I worked for this incredible woman who was the director of the Emily Taylor Women's Resource Center, who I worked for, who would have met me. But instead, as I have learned, shut it down, denying the truth, whether it's of my emotions or of what happened, often feels like the easier path. But we know that whatever is denied can't be healed. I never want to believe that, but it's the truth. And so, what if we take a different route? What if we felt it? We face our anxiety, our depression, our fears, our brokenness, and give ourselves the chance to heal. Give others the opportunity to confront ourselves. Our lives gain meaning when we surrender our story, when we surrender our personal journey, embracing the adventure and the surrender of becoming who we are not yet. The process of acceptance, raw and real, is the first step to healing. And so sweet, dear friends. I don't know where you are or what you are thinking. Maybe your brokenness is hidden. Maybe it's been exposed, not by your choice, but because of circumstances. Please know I see you and I join you in that. You are not alone. When you take courage to express your emotions, to embrace your brokenness, this is our path back to healing. This is our path back to self-discovery. And so, sweet friends, I just invite you to look and see and question and understand who you are and what you want. I invite you to join me to explore this work together. You are not alone. I believe in your brokenness. And sharing our experiences might lighten the load. So thank you. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for listening to this raw. I'm still scared to post this. I'm scared of what people think. But I can't hide anymore. Thank you for being here with me. I know I've just said that, but until next time, remember it's okay to feel. It's okay to not feel okay. And more than that, it's okay to seek help. I love you all. Thank you for your time, your support, the emails, the strength of our shared humanity. I am so grateful. I love you all. Have a great and courageous week. Thanks so much.